What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, folks. We've got the Cannon, Bobby Hebert, part of our sports talk team. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, you? Well, I had a great week of weather, Chamber of Commerce weather. I know that was great to promote New Orleans. And I didn't feel like February, but I seen all these Philadelphia people. They were loving it. I was like, it's a little humid to go, we will take this over the weather in Philadelphia right now.
No doubt. It was a great week right up to the game. And about halfway through the second quarter, I was like, I'm not sure this is going to end up being a game at all.
No, I just wanted it to be close. You know, we want to be entertained. I don't have a dog in the hunt, whether it be the Eagles win or the Chiefs win. I kind of wanted what it was the last time they played a couple of years ago in Arizona when it was 38-35. But that game wasn't even as close as the score. The Eagles just dominated. I mean, a big fan here. I was saying after the first half, I don't think they can give the MVP to a coach. But the defensive coordinator, Big Fangio with the Eagles, I think he was the MVP. And, you know, I'm good friends with Vic. You know, he was in charge of outside linebackers at the Dome Patrol, Ricky Jackson and Pat Swilling. And, Vic, that was his crowning glory. Had Pat Mahomes confused. Jalen Hurts, you got to give him a lot of credit. Sometimes he's criticized. Can he truly be an NFL passer? He was outstanding. He put that to bed. Being a Super Bowl winner, you know, the only one in postseason history to have 10 passing touchdowns. Say, well, Bobby, that's not a lot, but he also has 10 rushing touchdowns. So he's the only NFL quarterback to ever do that. So, no, the Eagles just a better team. I'd say that the Eagles are a better team than the Chiefs. Not, I think the score would be like that. Like I said, hoping the game would go down to the wire and. But it wasn't even that close. And, when you look, even their kicker, he's maybe shaky at times for the Eagles. He made all those kicks, and he always had a great chance. But, Pat Mahomes did not look like the GOAT. Now, he still has a lot of years left to play, and you're going to see what he's going to do. But he was not surpassing Tom Brady last night, for sure. He looked confused at times and the pressure they get to him. And, like I said, look, the Chiefs are going to stop Saquon Barkley. And I think they did a fine job with that. But they still got him as, 30 touches in that area. But the Eagles have a lot of weapons. And their offensive line, at times Jalen Hurts can make a sandwich back there. And, the Eagles just better team. And what's amazing? It just shows you how you can get better as the season progresses. When the Saints played the Eagles, we were up by 5 points with under 2 minutes left in the game. And then all of a sudden, Goddard runs a drag route. We run into each other, then they have a long touchdown. All we had to do was keep them out of the end zone. But the Eagles are so much better now than they were then. But it just goes to show you how you can get a whole lot better, you know, the season progresses. You know, they right before their bye, they're like 2-2. They ready to fire the coach and you know, disgruntled and all that. And, boy, then the Eagles, all of a sudden, they're peaking at the right time. No, and then they truly were the best team in the NFL, and they deserve to win. And I think they have a chance. I think for sure to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl again, because a lot of those players, they're all going to be back. And, you know, it would stand to reason. Look, Zach Bond, we couldn't figure out a way to play him with the Saints. He comes up with a big interception in the game. Yeah. So, but yeah, the Eagles,
Bobby,
the offensive game plan. Yeah, you look at Kellen Moore, who I think is going to be the Saints coach. But look at the game plan. I think it was masterful on his part also. So it's a total team victory by the Eagles.
Bobby, what surprised you most about the defensive front line for the Eagles? It didn't seem, I was kind of paying attention, looking at it through my binoculars. I didn't see a lot of stunting. They just went straight up the field.
They had some big boys in there, the Eagles.
They dominated.
Exactly. I was watching with binoculars also, being in the auxiliary press. It's pretty good season. You know, I wanted to say, I always like to look in the trenches, who's winning. No, and that's one thing. Vic, you said, we can get after Mahomes without having to blitz. And that's the worst thing as a quarterback. When all of a sudden, it feels like a blitz, but they're not blitzing. They bring him four, they got seven in coverage. Then you start kind of panicking. I think a couple of times you got fooled, whether it was two deep or four deep. What I mean by four deep, everyone has quarter coverage. And if it's too deep, you know, the corners can disguise that, then they squat. And Mahomes one time is going to throw a quick out, but because he thought they were in quarters four deep, and they were actually in two deep. And then by the time he goes to secondary read, the Eagles' defense is there. And the Eagles looked at their defensive line. We're just better than the Chiefs' offensive line because the left tackle is usually a left guard. The Chiefs had to move an all-pro left guard to left tackle, and they were bull rushing him. He's more a left guard. He's not a tackle, but they didn't have a left tackle. So you know what ends up happening? Okay, we know we have one problem. And I can say this in the Saints' offensive line. We probably had two or three problems. And that's never a good thing, no matter who's playing quarterback. Like we styled with McCoy. But here's the Chiefs. They feel like, well, we're pretty good except for our left tackle. So let's move one of our better linemen from left guard to left tackle. So now, instead of just having one problem, you have two problems because the left tackle should be at left guard, and the left guard wouldn't even be starting if we had our normal, you know, if the left tackle would have stayed at left guard. So Vic knew, and you look at the bull rush, not so much stunts and twists and all that, Just power getting after the Chiefs. And all I know is the great Andy Reid. The Eagles got out coached. Jalen Hurts outplayed Pat Mahomes. And then you look at Andy Reid. Sometimes, we got to pass the ball. No, you still got to attempt to run the ball, even if you cannot run. You can't have 11 rushing attempts in a game. You're never going to win. The running backs ran seven times. I want to say at half they had one or two carries. No, everybody wants to throw the ball around. That's your quarterback's best friend. You got to be able to run the ball, and the Chiefs didn't do that. And you have to make the Eagles want to play the run, and they were worried about stopping Pat Mahomes, which they did. They should. I thought Andy Reid, they should have definitely been had more than not even a handful of rushing attempts in that first half.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, I think halfway through the second quarter, total offense, Kansas City had like 32 yards.
Yeah.
That's unheard of, right?
No, here they go and use us to talk about them. Three-peat has never been done in Super Bowl history. Well, it's like they didn't even look like they belonged on the field. This reminds me almost when I was playing when, the 49ers whipping up John Elway and the Broncos, you know, in New Orleans, beat them like 55-10. Well, I remember in those days, the NFC was so much better than the AFC. We were like fourth or fifth best team in the NFC at that time. Well, we beat the Broncos 42-0, and they were representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. But you kind of expected that, you know, the 49ers were going to beat the Broncos, but no one expected. I even picked the Eagles to win. I picked like the Eagles to win like 27-23 because I thought they were the better team. But I did not see a blowout coming. And I think yesterday, you know, sometimes we praise our sports heroes and all that, but I think Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes looked very human last night. Yeah. It just goes to show you just can't show up and roll the ball out there just because you've had great past success. No, it's hard to win the NFL, and the Eagles definitely humbled them.
In the post-game interview, Andy Reid said that. He goes, you know, I'm very proud of my team. Let the takeaway, you know, not be something other than it's hard to get to this game. And then when you get to this game, you got to have a lot of things that go right. And I think you talked about this a lot. KC had a lot of things go right for them. The ball was bouncing their way throughout the entire season.
Yeah, without a doubt. Kansas City wasn't setting all kind of records. Like if you look overall, Joe Burrow at time in the Bengals. Now, not so much of their defense, the Buffalo Bills. You can name two or three teams, four teams maybe, that they're playing better or they're better than the Chiefs. Well, you got to be the champs, you got to beat the champs, and the Chiefs would find some way to win. It kind of caught up with them, last night for the Super Bowl. But, who didn't play well New either? I don't know if he was thinking of Taylor Swift. Kelsey played terrible. He wasn't catching hard catches, and when Mahomes was off and he wasn't blocking. I mean, one time I thought he was in a rodeo, and the guy supposed to block off the edge was on Pat Mahomes like nothing. He was like a bullfighter. So, no, Travis Kelsey looked old in that game yesterday. And, you know, he's come through this playoff, so... Yeah, your stars got to play great. You know, you have a whole team concept, but your stars have to be stars, and the stars are not aligned for the Chiefs for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Really, after he caught the ball, there wasn't really much yardage made. With Travis,
there was no yards after the catch. You know, what played good for them was a little fast receiver they drafted, Worthy from Texas. want to say, I got to look at my notes. He had like 170 yards catching, but that was all like garbage yardage and points at the end. You know, that game was well over. You know, I said, now the one thing, you know, you say, oh, well, you can't come comebacks, and it's the Chiefs. This one's going to be no Patriots-Falcons thing. That was one thing I was saying. If you have this kind of lead, you know, you're up like three, four scores. The clock is your friend. You got to keep that clock running. You don't have to worry about just wanting to crush your opponent. You just have to win the game because then you're Super Bowl champs. I think with Shanahan, when he's running the Falcons office against the Patriots, he not only wanted to beat Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, he wanted to, like, crush them. And they were already winning 28-3. In theory, if they just, after Julio Jones caught that great catch down the sideline, if they would have just ran every play the rest of the game, the Patriots wouldn't have had enough time to come back. Well, that wasn't going to happen with the Eagles. I was watching Jalen Hurts. He's letting that clock go down to 3-2-1 and snapping it, eating up that whole clock and the ball's inbounds. And when he was running at times, okay, get the first down, or I'm conscious of, you know, make a conservative pass, which is like a long handoff, and you catch it, and the clock's still running, tick, tick, tick. And I said, the Chiefs could think they'd come back. No, they dug themselves a hole, and it was just too many points. And, I thought at the end, and I said this before the game, I said, well, the Eagles, I think, because, you know, it's in your mind, the mental aspect to the game, you better be winning by two scores. What I mean by that, 9 points or more with 5 minutes left, or the Chiefs, they just find a way to win. Well, yesterday's game, they had no chance of that kind of comeback. Because you have, you know, you have a three-score, four-score lead, then the clock's your friend. And you just have to embrace that. Hey, we just got to win the game. It doesn't matter if you're conservative. When you got that kind of lead, then you can take the air out of the football and be conservative, because this is it. You win this, you're the champion. It doesn't matter what the final score is.
It's interesting, you know, the point that you made about the Eagles and, you know, using the clock so efficiently. The flip side was that, I don't know if you noticed this, but KC would catch the ball late in the game, and instead of stepping out of bounds to stop the clock, they would turn inside and maybe gain a yard. But they need the clock more than they need the yard, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying the Chiefs gave up, but I, you know, you're a pro and all that. I think they were shell shocked, like all of a sudden not even realizing. Okay, we have to at least, you know, make it look good or something. We got to keep fighting and competing. But I think they even knew that we're not going to be able to overcome this. So they're not even like, you know, Mahomes not getting on the sideline. We still got a chance, and we can do all this. No, I think they were kind of in shock and still running plays, but not understanding, like you said, okay, we've got to get out of bounds and all that kind of stuff. No, I truly believe that the Chiefs did not envision this when they went to bed Saturday night. This kind of butt whoopers.
No, not at all. But nonetheless, I think everything went well. I think everyone had a great time in the city. The NFL's got to be pleased, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Not a doubt. Now, I think that if it ever would go back as far as what it used to be, because the lack of competition, you know, like new stadiums or climate conditions, that the Orleans would get a Super Bowl every 4 or 5 years. You know, we tied with Miami at 11. But now with the competition, I'm thinking, it's kind of, you know, a team builds a new stadium, you promise them, like, they're going to build a new stadium in Chicago, and they're going to make it a dome stadium where you can open and close the roof. But what are you going to do during the week if it's freezing? I mean, you don't want to be outside. So I think that they're always going to be in the hunt. Now you got to have the proper bid. Like Miami, obviously, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and L.A. But the one thing we have is that you can walk everywhere. You know, you go to a Super Bowl in Los Angeles, everybody got to get in their car. It's like all of a sudden, yeah, I'm at the Super Bowl, but let's say I'm in New Orleans. Well, the event's like in Mandeville, that far away. So yeah. That's what makes it so convenient. And I think New Orleans put a great show on. And, that it might be maybe not every 10 years. I don't know if it would be 4 or 5, but it might be more, maybe like 6 to 7. You got to get all your ducks in a row and all that. But as far as what it also sells is like even big time event, you know, how it's not the Super Bowl, but like the Final Four, college football playoffs, college football championships and all. And it's just a convenience. The one place that I was at the Super Bowl that was, I would say, was like New Orleans, but it don't have New Orleans culture or the flavor, but you can walk to everything, was Indianapolis. But who in the hell wants to go to Indianapolis over New Orleans? I'm like, okay, I can go hang out in Indianapolis or New Orleans. But Indianapolis, the hotel rooms and all that, it was all concentrated. And, you know, it was real convenient. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I remember this is a highlight. We were promoting the Super Bowl. We went to Indianapolis. I never forget this. This was, you know, before we had the Ravens and the 49ers. And, okay, like, we downtown Indianapolis, what are we going to do? I think we went, you know, like a Weber Grills. Like, it's the headquarters, like the bar, like a museum. Like a barbecue pit headquarters. So that's a lot of culture, so...
Yeah,
New Orleans is always going to be in the hunt because the NFL loves them.
The people are friendly there, though, for sure. Bobby Hebert, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know you had a long night. We certainly appreciate it, and have a great week.
All right, thanks a lot, Neil. Talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Bobby Hebert, one of our sports talk hosts, the Cannon. The Cajun Cannon. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk In text line. Stay with us.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.